Yeah, just hang on a second, okay? I'm almost ready to go.
I'm so excited. It should be a good party. Oh, shit. Why is that door open? You weren't supposed to say that. I can explain. It's a magic circle. Those are sigils and incense and yeah, candles. Well, yes. The explanation is that I'm a witch and I'm casting a spell. God, it sounds ridiculous when I say it like that. Oh, really? I know we've known each other for years, and I trust you, but you can't be too careful. Thank you for understanding. I don't know how much that means to me. Wait. Did you enter the circle? You did? No, it's fine. I can restart the rite and you didn't know any better, right? Let's get going. Wait. What are you holding? That's the amulet that was in the center of the circle. You picked it up? Why? It just felt like the right thing to do. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh God. Okay. Shit. Oh my God. Yes. Don't panic. No. No, everything is fine, but maybe you should sit down for a few hours. Yeah, I know we'd miss the party, but oh jeez. Listen, please trust what I'm gonna say. This shit, it works. And I honestly have no idea what it's gonna do to you since you weren't really involved in the casting and you kind of just disrupted the working and took the focus.
I am most definitely not joking.
Well, yes.
Now I do feel like maybe I should have shared my predilection for magic with my best friend at an earlier time. I'm so sorry. No, I'm sure it won't actually harm you. Probably. Look, I was helping out Jessica, okay? Yes, sad Jessica. I wish you wouldn't call her that. It's not really nice. She's just really unlucky with men. What was I doing? Well, it was a love amulet. So she could get with Simon. I know that sounds pretty unethical, but no, I'm pretty sure it's not gonna make you get with Simon. Or Jessica, for that matter. It doesn't work like that. See, how it works is, well, it's very specific. It makes someone who identifies as a man fall for the last person who identifies as a woman who touched it. And since Jessica wasn't the last one, you should be. Oh, fuck. No. Everything is fine. You shouldn't worry. Well, maybe you should worry a little bit. I was the last one to touch it, but it'll be okay. It doesn't really control you or anything. It just influences you in some ways. makes some feelings stronger. No, you can trust me. I've done this before. Well, I helped Amy and Jen hook up. Two stable, normal people like us. And they're fine, right? What are you talking about? That didn't backfire. They're going strong. Pretty healthy relationship, if I do say so myself. Why should I check Amy's Facebook? Okay, I'm doing it. Give me a moment. She says that she dumped him because he wanted to have a lot of public sex. Huh? That's not like him. And that he stalked her and was arrested? Holy shit. He made bail. They got back together. Glass statuses. She's pregnant and they're running away to join a cult. When did all this happen? Where was I? Oh my god. Last week? Well, look, they're both very different people to us. That's what matters here. Well, see, it doesn't control anyone. It just brings out true feelings and makes any attraction between the two people stronger. A lot stronger. But see, we're safe from that. If there's nothing here, then there's nothing to, you know, enhance. So I'm sure that we're fine. But maybe we should just lay everything out on the table just to reassure ourselves. Okay, so confession time. I'm pretty attracted to you. Yeah, I mean, I find you sexy and very sexy. I sometimes think about you when I touch myself and I smell you and you aren't paying attention. I know, it's weird. I can't help myself. Sorry. I was actually going to try to suggest that we move from friends to with benefits tonight. But hey, nothing to worry about, because that's just me, right? It'll spike my feelings. But it won't have any emotions from you to react with, so hey, why are you sweating? You're attracted to me? Like, how attracted? And for how long? Wow, that's amazing. I'm so happy. Okay, well, yes, I guess it is terrible news as far as the spell is concerned, but hey, at least we're in this together, right? Look, I think you need to stay here so I can keep an eye on you, and I can work on something to, you know, remove the amulet's influence. Sounds good? Okay. You can just sit on the couch and I'll sit next to you and read. You can watch Netflix or whatever. What do you mean, what am I doing with my hand? Obviously, I'm rubbing your dick through your pants. I want you nice and hard so you can fuck me, right? Oh, Oh, shit. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. Look, I'll just sit way over here on the opposite end of the couch so I can't reach you. There. That should be fine. Not that I'm complaining, but I really cannot possibly read while you're kissing my neck and feeling up my tits like that. Oh god, I don't think we're safe to be together right now. Why don't you go to your home, which is far away, and I'll stay here in my home and we'll just wait this out until we go back to just being really repressed best friends. Does that sound good? Oh, good. I'm glad you agree. So let's just start by you're a really good kisser. Fuck. I think we should just see where this takes us. What could go wrong? Wow. You're just stripping down right away and wow. Yeah. I wondered about what you look like naked and really great. A+. And I really love that big hard cock. Oh boy, I'm just saying whatever comes into my mind now. Uh-oh. Oh, you're just gonna start taking my shirt off. That's, oh wow, that's nice actually. Where did you learn to take a girl's bra off that fast? No, I don't want to know. Why did you stop? Oh, you really think I'm that pretty? I never thought so. Have to keep going now. Take my jeans off and my panties. I want you to see all of me. I wouldn't have planned it this way, but I'm really happy right now. I don't care if it's magic or not. I love you. Hey. So, I'm sitting down and you're standing up. Will you let me suck your cock for a bit? Good. Don't make fun, but I've thought about this a lot. What you might taste like. the noises you might make. It's nice. It's like you taste like you smell. Manly, but clean. I really can't get enough. I'm really not very good at this, I know. But I'm going to try and deep throat you. Apologies in advance if I throw up a little. No, no, you don't. You're coming at me. I've waited as long as I can for this. No second thoughts. You aren't leaving this apartment until you come this inside me. Lie down. I'm riding you. I know you like it when the girl's on top. It's good to fuck your friend when she knows what you need, isn't it? No, I'm not stopping. I just wanted to take the sight of you in. Your eyes are so hungry for me. Your cock so ready. I never thought you'd ever react that way to me. I'm so plain. Oh, wow. No one has ever said anything like that about me before. You're definitely coming hard tonight. It's fine. Put your hands where you want them. Oh, fuck. That's it. I'm at rest. Oh, yeah. Hard, hard as you want, baby. It's okay. I want your marks and me when I'm done. Do you like that? Do you like the idea of looking at my naked body and seeing that you own me? Fuck, I'm getting close. No, no, don't worry about me. Just feel me, please. To feel you love me. Oh, please. I guess we blew straight past friends with benefits to lovers. No, I'm not sad either. I'm a little worried though. No, no, I have plan B for that. I mean about the spell. What if it keeps making us do things to each other? Well, no, I guess I would do pretty much anything for you. What about you? Yay.
I'll get the strap on. Don't worry, boo. I'll be gentle.
Mm.